Blog Talk Radio.
Ladies and gentlemen, you're tuned in to the best radio station inside of my house in Bellamy, Texas. The Love Lift Me Up Show, featuring gospel artists, psalmists, authors, educators, and community leaders. Let's give it up for the new Love Lift Me Up Show with Dr. Love.
Welcome, welcome, welcome to the Love Lift Jesus Up Show, where Jesus shines with love. I am your host, Afrida Love. And today we have a very special guest. But first, let us pray. Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you for last night's lying down, this morning's arising, Lord. Heavenly Father, we thank you for just giving us a new day, Lord, new mercies, new grace, Heavenly Father. Thank you for just being there for us, taking care of us, providing for us, Heavenly Father. Thank you for opening doors and making ways out of no way, Heavenly Father. Lord God, we're just asking would you bless each person who's listening, bless our guests, Heavenly Father, bless those who are in the hospitals, those who are in convalescent homes, Heavenly Father, we're asking would you just bless and give them a healing touch, Heavenly Father. Would you comfort those who are in bereavement, Heavenly Father, and lift up eyes which are lifted down, Heavenly Father. We're just asking you would you continue to keep us and bless us to uplift your name, Heavenly Father. In Jesus' name we pray, amen. Okay, amen. The scripture reading for today comes from Isaiah 40 and 31, and it says, "But they that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings as eagles. They shall run and not be weary, and they shall walk and not faint." And on Sunday, I will give a lesson on be prepared to fly. Be prepared to fly, and it will come from Isaiah 40 and 31. And now the moment you have been waiting for. Okay, our guest is an owner, outstanding motivational speaker, TV host, executive producer, author, and most of all, woman of God. I would like to welcome Miss Sherry Bronson. Miss Bronson, are you on the line?
I am on the line, Alfreda.
Okay, welcome to the show, and I'm going to ask you a few questions.
Okay.
All right. Can you tell me a little bit about your childhood as far as what hints of your talent did you have as a child that helped you become the woman you are today?
Okay, that's a great question, Afrida, because it all begins with God's plan and purpose for your life, where he says in Jeremiah 29:11 that he knew the plans that he had for us, and that is to prosper us. He didn't have plans to harm us, but to give us a hope and a future. And in my childhood, he already knew the plan and the purpose, and there are two things that come to mind. The first thing is that I remember it was 12 of us. I'm the child of a single mom who raised 12 kids on her own. And the first thing I remember is my family always reminds me that I was obsessed with television. I would sit there. Yes, Lord. I would sit there for hours, and they thought it was really weird that I could sit there in front of the TV and just watch for hours and hours and hours. And I also would play with wires and technology. I was obsessed with rigging cable TV, and that's kind of odd for a girl. So everybody was, you know, like, "Sherry, what are you doing on top of the roof of the house whittling cable wires?" So that is a hint of the technical part of the television, the media platform. And then it would be I would line up my nieces and nephews on the couch and preach and teach motivational messages about coming out of poverty, and you can't be like what we see in our family and in the world, that you got to succeed, you got to get educated, you got to finish. So that was the part of the motivational, inspiring piece that God had put inside of me that I was clueless about.
Wow, that is impressive. And about how old were you when you started doing that?
Oh, I was about 6 years old. It all started that young, yes.
Good.
And basketball cannot ignore the kids' gifts.
Right. That's right. Okay. Good. So what inspired you to become affiliated with the entertainment world besides your creativity as a child? What really motivated you and inspired you?
Media, the media platform that has been created is a phenomenon. And we have to believe this, we have to know that things are progressing in the way we deliver our messages and how we're going to reach the world. When he told us in Mark 15:15 that we are to go out and preach the word to all nations, the media platform was a prayer. I got here in 2002 to Dallas, Texas, and I was clueless about why I was created. And I prayed to God about, I got rooted in my home church that here in Dallas, and I was seeking the Lord on purpose and why he created me. And I was so tired of just existing and not knowing why I was here. And I was asking God about my gifts and my talents. I didn't know what I was good at, and I was quiet, and I got before him, and I got in all these different leadership classes and just sought the Lord, and he dropped television in my spirit as I sought him. That's the latter part of Jeremiah 29:12-13, where he says that you have to seek him. You have to first cry out to him and talk to him, come to him, and pray to him, and he will listen after we've sought him with all our heart. And when I sought him with all of my heart, Elfrida, he talked back to me and told me what he put inside of me. And all these things he started demonstrating to me. So I went to Dallas Community Television here in Dallas after he spoke that television was the thing that he was going to use to use me to share his word with the world. And so I went to Dallas Community Television, got the training. Never forget, you got to be trained. And I went through the training. I stepped out by blind faith and launched the Dream by Faith with Sherry Bronson in 2005. Clueless about any of it, but I can tell you right now that he put the people who are gifted in television to help me every step of the way. So that thing of the media piece of why I'm doing media and what Bronson Media is about, it's about getting God's word out and helping God's people who are not trained to get the message out via media.
Good. Okay. That's a blessing. Now, we're going to flip the script a little bit and tell me a little bit, because I attended MegaFest with Bishop T.D. Jakes. He did an awesome job on bringing all those artists, and, I mean, it was so many people. Tell me about your experience, because you had the opportunity to interview some of these artists, and, wow, just tell me a little bit about MegaFest with your experience.
I can tell you right now, MegaFest was truly God's favor on my life. It was truly God's favor. I registered for the Faith, Family, and Film portion of MegaFest, and it was all about being a student that came there to learn from grace. And that platform that God has given Bishop Jakes is to help educate the people of faith who have been gifted in film and television, the creative minds to go out and share the gospel. But I tell you, I had the opportunity to walk the red carpet during the Jennifer Hudson movie screening of Winning Mandela. She's the star of that film, and I had the opportunity to speak with Jennifer Hudson and ask her, you know, how is it, you know, playing such a powerful woman in history? You know, what did you learn from her that you didn't know before, like many of us? Because I knew many people would want to know, because a lot of us don't know Winnie Mandela's history. So that itself was an awesome experience, because I admire Jennifer Hudson's strength and adversity she's overcome. I got to speak with Robert Townsend, the great producer and director. He shared his faith with me, talking about how his faith has brought him thus far. And then there was Nikki Taylor with Essence Magazine. She was there talking about how she's, Essence Magazine is supporting women of faith and how they're there to contribute to, you know, helping to empower the lives of women. And then there was another awesome pastor and wife there. They're launching a new show called The Tankard Show. They're a pastor and a wife on Bravo. So all of these things, Alfreda, is how God is lining each one of us to put us in a position to impact the media mountain of television and internet. And I know that experience, it was life-changing. It let me know to the people who are listening, it's not about money. It's not about your name. It's about Jesus Christ and your purpose. I tell you, I didn't know nobody. I walked in there with my head up, and I can tell you right now, God's favor got me on the red carpet, nothing else. I was in position. I asked the right questions. I talked to the people, and God's favor had me there on the red carpet. And I want to shout now because I know it had nothing to do with nothing but Jesus Christ who put me there to have the opportunity to speak with those people and to attend all those educational sessions to learn from people who've been there and done that.
That's right. And I tell you, you're correct. The MegaFest was, it was life-changing. You just, you know, you felt refreshed and empowered after you left. I know I did.
Yes, I did.
Yes. Okay. Great. All right. Now, you're a motivational speaker, as you said before, and a minister. So in the past, what has been your most inspiring message for the people or to the people of God?
I would say the most inspiring message has been I was invited to be the keynote speaker at my Second Chance annual banquet. They were honoring women who make a difference, and it was all about these are the women who are living in transitional homes, you know, needing hope. They have all kinds of stories. They're women with HIV who have lost their kids. They're homeless women. They're educated women of all kinds of backgrounds. But the message that God gave me that night was sharing the dream, sharing this dream of a second chance. But God gave to me to speak the message that God knew the evolution of the dream. And I talk about my mission was to share sharing the dream and how the dream evolves and how you're able to inspire and guide and other people in hopeless situations. So for me, that night, that audience was about people who are hopeless. How testimony of coming from poverty, which greeted me at birth. The odds were already against me, but God had a plan for me. And no matter what, I always say this, is that what Bishop Jake always tells us, you will win if you don't quit.
That's right.
You cannot allow the devil, our enemy, to come and rob you of what God has spoken over your life and what he's told you to do. You have to go forward no matter what. I can tell you right now, the curse of poverty, the lack of money, I can tell you I had all that against me, low self-esteem, the impoverished mentality, all those things. Your mind is the most powerful weapon that you have, and the Holy Spirit within you to go forward because I know if it wasn't for the Holy Ghost, I don't know what I'd be doing right now. I don't know what would have happened to me if it wasn't for the Holy Ghost. So that message, God knew the evolution of the dream is I talk about my journey, my personal journey, and how you cannot quit and that you have to be anchored. Your soul has to be anchored. And that no matter what happens, and your anchoring is your spiritual life, because out of your spiritual life, everything else is birth, because you have to be anchored and you have to know you're a child of God. You have to know that. No, you have to know that. I can't say that enough. No, because once the winds and the waves and the storms of life hit you, you have to stay centered and have to be calm. Just like Peter, he had to keep his eyes on Jesus. And if you do anything contrary of that, you're going to fail. So when they call and tell you they're going to turn off the light, they about to put you out the house. Even if they put you out the house, God got another plan for you. I've seen it. I've heard the testimonies. That and that's all I live on, is that I cannot be impacted by the outer influences that are happening around me. I have to believe no matter what. God said, God promised, and he is not a man that he shall lie, and he's nor the son of man that he shall repent, because whatever he has said, he's going to perform it. And I hold on to that. Nothing but the word of God is keeping me.
That's right. Wow, that is very powerful, powerful, powerful. Okay, and speaking of powerful, there's a powerful quote which says, in your bio that says that you inspire people, which I truly believe that because you just inspired me, and you help them draw from their God-given gifts. What inspiration do you give to individuals that bring out the best in them?
I believe that the most important thing is that the word of God says that to those who believe it, out of your belly shall flow rivers of living water.
Man.
And out of your belly, God is talking about that when he blew life into all of us. We were dust. He blew life into us. And you have to know that when he spoke life, you became a creator, a being. He put gifts within you. He put talents within you. He put resources within you. You have to know that within you there are precious seeds. There are very precious seeds within us, Elfrida. And we have to get those seeds out. And we have to seek the Lord on how to do that. And part of that is your faith seed. You have to go out by faith and believe God is able to manifest your ministry, your business, whatever those things are. And knowing, and I go back to my experience of not knowing my gifts. At the Potter's House, there's a course called God's Leading Ladies. I enrolled in that. You have to seek after those things that are of God. You have to seek those things. I was seeking. And when I was in that class, it was a television host there. She's passed away to this day. She's gone to be into glory. But she spoke one word, and it was train. And in that God's leading, she was speaking about your purpose and destiny. And she, one word, that one word illuminated in my spirit. And she said, train. And I wrote it down. And the Lord started revealing to me, and he spoke just as plainly to me, I want you to speak to my people. And in that time, your prayer time with the Lord, he's going to start revealing these things that are within you. And you have to protect what God has put within you. And when I say that, I mean that when you are a minister of God and you know that God has called you to do that, you have to protect that. You can't go run around screaming, oh, the Lord told me I'm going to be a preacher. You have to spend with the Lord and learn and study and groom and get with people who trust and want to build and uplift you. But my message to people, that's just one of them, is that you have to really seek the Lord, and you have to have the right mindset to do that. And you got to be fully committed. There is sacrifice in this thing, Elfrida. And so those things, the gift thing, you got to seek the Lord.
That's right. That's very powerful wisdom from you. Okay. Can you tell me a little bit about the Sherry Bronson Show and some inspirational people you have interviewed on your show, TV show?
Oh, wow. Yes, all from the Sherry Bronson Show, my baby, one of the precious seeds.
Yes.
So, Frida, the Sherry Bronson Show is if we share inspirational stories of ordinary people with extraordinary stories who have real struggles, real faith, and real victory. The Lord told me one day after taping, he said that if he be lifted up, he would draw all men unto him. And so I have various guests. I call them rising stars of gospel music. I have different Christian authors on the program and sometimes celebrity Christians who who have reached the echelon of their calling.
Mm-hmm.
And the inspirational people, I would say it was identical twins I had on the show, Afrida. They went to prison, served the same identical time for the same identical crime. And they both were at a bank trying to cash a fraudulent check that was going to bounce. And the teller called the cops. They had their kids in the car, and they were arrested on the spot. And their mom came and got the kids. And to this day, they talk about the power of choice and rebellion. These were Holy Ghost-filled, tongue-talking women of God who knew better, but they walked in rebellion. Right. And to this very day, they preach and teach to youth about the power of choice and rebellion.
Oh, wow.
And the second guest, I love them. The second guest was, she has 10 children.
Mm-hmm.
But what inspires me about her is that her death topic was living free from the guilt and shame of your past. She was addicted to drugs. She was raped. At the age, I think she was about 13, her and her sister were in the room with these older men, and one of the guys was going to, her sister was a virgin, and the guy was going to have sex with her, with the girl, her sister that was the virgin, but she stepped in. And rather than have her sister lose her virginity, she was the guy to rape her. And those are the two that really stand out to me, because these women were not locked up in an insane asylum. They didn't lose their minds. They went straight and did what God told them. They did never quit, and they're doing fine to this very day. And that's where it comes in with the real struggles. In real victory and real faith, you got to be anchored.
That's right. Exactly. Okay. Now, can you tell listeners about the project Experiencing the Power of Succeeding by Reading?
I was invited to Cornerstone Baptist Church African American Reading, and they were talking with the youth about reading. It was a literacy program for Black History. And that topic the Lord gave me was the right mindset for achieving success. And I was blessed to be a part of that, because I was determined to get my education. And my mom has a ninth grade education. And the only person that inspired me was my uncle, Jesse. He lived in Texas at the time, and I'm from Mississippi. And he was like the role model, the hero to us and our family. And I was determined to get my education, and I shared with them that we have to, in order to success, let me just say this first. Success is intentional, Alfreda.
Right.
It's not something that lands in your lap. You have to work for success. And
that's
I was talking with the youth about making education a priority and talking to the parents, you know, about you got to get behind your kids. You know, even if you can't read, get a tutor. Get someone to be in their lives to help them with reading. And then, you know, number two, I was talking about preparation with success in mind, because failure cannot be an option for any of us. With all things, you have to prepare. My personal testimony is that I'm the first in my family to get a bachelor's degree in my family. Mm-hmm. So I used my personal testimony of education, because I knew that the Lord could break that curse through education, because people who are literate, there's power. The slaves talk about it. That's why they fought so hard to read, because they knew it was power in education and literacy. And we have to. This is not over. The battle is still going. So I knew that the power of beating poverty was becoming educated. And the third thing was pursue your education with passion. You know, achieving success at all costs. I didn't have the money to go to college, nor was I super smart, average student. I didn't have the money, but I can tell you right now, through Pell Grants and student loans and God's favor, Afrida, I laugh to this very day. The second semester of college, my first year, the Lord put me in the financial aid office as a work-study student.
Man,
and he put me where the money was. And
that's right.
Yes, because, and they taught me about it and everything, but my point of it is that part of it is that you have to walk this thing out by faith and not let nobody or anybody define you or tell you what you cannot do. If you
right.
will listen to all the noises and all the chatter, you are going to fail. And some of your peers, you have to let go, and your family. Because you look at, I looked at my family, and I love them, all of them. But I knew
right.
that I had to be separated from them in order to succeed. Because all of them
mm-hmm.
made choices. Nobody wanted to travel to Texas with me. Their mind was to stay in Mississippi.
Mm-hmm.
That wasn't what God had for me. So that project of succeeding through reading was all
mm-hmm.
about having the right mindset for achieving success.
Right.
And it's all about the mindset. And your mind has to be fixed. And your
That's
options,
right.
you cannot quit. You cannot quit.
That's right. And we have about almost 4 minutes left, and I want you to use that for your to talk about your fundraiser, and then you can give the concluding remarks, because I want to hear this from you,
okay.
And I'll write down my announcements afterwards, so you can go ahead, because we have about 3 minutes and 42 seconds.
Okay, thank you, Sam Beaver. All right, Alfreda, this has been a blessing, but coming up Saturday, November the 9th, is Empowered to Win. It's a celebration of 7 years of me sharing the glory of God, glorious gospel of Jesus Christ through media. And right now my television program, The Sherry Bronson Show, is on the Internet. It's on YouTube. It's at sherrybronson.com and GodTube. But God has pushed in my spirit. We were on television in 2010. We were on ION, Cable Television Network. But God has
mm-hmm.
now pushed, this is a new level of glory. And God
mm-hmm.
wants me back on cable television sharing his message. And all of
Yay.
These awesome people, yes, I know this is what the Lord has called me to do. And I know
mm-hmm.
I need the help of people who know what I'm talking about. That
Amen.
The television right now has taken a wicked, weird turn. There's no substance on television. Everybody's feeding their flesh. Everything you see on TV is feeding your flesh. How to cuss better,
mm-hmm.
how to dress more slutty, all these different things, how to scream louder. We're not teaching our youth anything of substance and to help. And I have a passion for at-risk kids, kids who are rejected and abandoned. Nobody's teaching them how they can come out of their hopeless circumstance. And I know
right.
that this show, the Sherry Bronson Show, is what has to go back on and be in position, because we're sharing stories of people of faith who have overcome, who were at-risk kids, who were the person with HIV, the CEO who knows what it's like to be homeless, all these different types of people, the people who've been in prison, who come out of prison, who are now living a new life. The youth need to know who are in youth detention, that they get a second chance. And I know that with the partnership of the community and everybody, I know that we're able to raise the funds to pay for the airtime. We're trying to get on Fox Television Network, KDFI, here in Dallas-Fort Worth Metroplex. We're going to reach over a million homes right here in the Dallas-Fort Worth Metroplex. And I want to lock arms with those people who believe that God is able to do it. I need my faith-focused people to lock arms with me. We're going to celebrate. I've invited a special musical guest, Dean Mills. He's a gospel jazz recording artist. He's awesome. He's been at the Potter's House. He's traveled all over the world. I have worship leader Jaquita Henderson. She's a songstress. She's going to be there to bless folks. I have Minister Teresa Westbrook. She's a media minister. She's a TV host. She has a program right here in Texas. I have my person that's been loyal and faithful in my life, Blake Lindsay. He's a blind man who has inspired vision. And he's there to share
all right,
his
have,
personal.
We have 15 seconds. Tell us how we can contact you. We have,
oh, my bad. Oh. All right, 15 seconds. Go to Sharon. Go to SharonBronson.com and register for this event. If you can't make it, register and just say this is a donation. Visit YouTube.com, the Sharon Bronson
hey,
Show.
Hey, my sister.
Yes.
My sister, it went off, dear. What we're going to do is...